Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. Hey, you ready to turn to the page on a school year? It's been like no other, right? Get ready, because we're making data and AI concepts understandable and fun for kids. And you know what that means? Hey, adults, we get to get dragged into this too, which is all kinds of fun. And boy, there's a bright future ahead for all of us. The pandemic has critically impacted, as we know, K through 12 learning in STEM subjects, science, technology, engineering, and math. Virtual learning has been tough on students, teachers, and parents. And even though we're entertaining an era where STEM has never been more important, Ready AI have partnered together with Cloudera to help close a gap and educate children in data literacy. The CEO of Ready AI, Aruz Ali Abadi, is here to talk about how they're helping kids overcome the challenge of a school year like no other by creating new educational opportunities related to data analytics and artificial intelligence and matching learning. Aruz, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
And thank you so much for having me.
And hopefully I respectfully pronounced your last name correctly, Ali Abadi.
You did it just perfectly.
Well, that's awesome. Well, good. Well, great to have you here. Let's talk about virtual learning that has been hard on kids, teachers, and parents. STEM subjects, as I mentioned, science, technology, engineering, and math in particular, have been difficult to learn, and the K through 12 foundation bed has been rocked. Tell us about the current state of affairs here.
I mean, think about it. We just came out of a summer slide. You know, as students return to school each fall, many of them really start the academic year with achievement levels much lower than where they began before the summer break. So for almost 2 years, unfortunately, teachers, students, parents, they have been experiencing school in very different ways. You know, the pandemic has worsened this summer slide with factors including loss of in-person and hands-on learning. And as you mentioned, STEM subjects, science, technology, engineering, and math, these are the subjects that are considered to be the foundation for future jobs. And yes, STEM has been hardest to translate into virtual learning, and we're frankly leaving children behind. So we really believe that our ability to understand data is perhaps the really key ingredient for future jobs. Therefore, data literacy is more important than ever before.
What about, because this has been a direct concern of mine, Ruse, is that the brain is a muscle, and it can atrophy like any other muscle. And we have really, I think ignored something critical here, and that these kids are losing a step or two, possibly, because they haven't been able to study these critical STEM subjects. Are you finding that to be the case, or am I just, trying to imagine something that's not there?
You're right. In fact, that is, we've realized that it's been really hard for students, also parents and teachers, to navigate through schools or schools virtually, I should say. Mm-hmm. And that's why Cloudera, Ready AI, and our partners, we really believe that data drives better decisions and moves societies forward. So we believe understanding data and AI really are the key to jobs of the future, today and the future. So mm-hmm. that's why we started this project and worked with Cloudera to bring these concepts and make them really accessible. And I think the key term is inclusive for children, particularly targeting children age 8 to 12. And really, frankly, the way we designed the book is we try to make science and technology accessible and easier to understand for young students. And really, frankly, they too can become data literate, and that's really the objective.
Is there a sense of urgency for the lost time built into the curriculum?
There is a sense of urgency, but I think there's also a sense of inclusivity and building a community. Mm-hmm. I think it's really important. Maybe parents are listening, teachers are listening, also, and maybe kids are listening. Mm-hmm. Think about it this way. You know, everything is data, and data is everywhere. Yeah. You know, from our smartphones to our cars to our TikTok accounts or Instagram or Facebook or you name it. So if that's the case, then understanding data and how to use it can really make our kids smarter and more competitive in the classroom. And this can actually lead into better jobs as they're becoming adults. So by looking at what's really happening or what has happened in the past, data can really help us predict what will happen in the future. Let me give you a couple of two examples. So you can use data, for example, to build one of the most optimal sports teams, or maybe predict certain diseases or conditions before they happen. This is pretty cool. Yes. Data is, in fact, is part of our present. But really, data will be a big, I mean a very big part of our future. And AI will soon be our kids' coworkers, you know, drivers, customer service reps, maybe radiologists. So it will be, it's becoming a natural part of our lives. So we believe kids should be data literate. And if kids understand where data comes from and how it can be used to make maybe good predictions or decisions, kids can also understand if the data they are seeing is biased or flawed. And that's a very important topic.
What a great concept. I love this. We're talking with Ruz Ali Abadi. He's the CEO of Ready AI, also known as the chief troublemaker, by the way. And I was able to find that out, Ruz, so it's all good. Because that's, you know, hey, that, we've got to have a little charm in life, right? I mean, there's nothing wrong with a little fun in the midst of learning some really important things along the way. Ruz, you've given us some great insight and foundation in understanding the future of AI and how the kids are going to participate, and the parents, you know, because by osmosis, we're going to be exposed. Well, of course, the world is exposing us to AI more and more, whether we like it or not. What other initiatives have you launched to help make data AI more interesting and available to more kids?
So first of all, I got to thank our partners. I mean, they've been amazing. When they came to us, they said, we believe no age is too early to start teaching data literacy. And we said, this is pretty cool. So what should we do? So we started our initiative by, and we partner up with, obviously, Cloudera and the Boys and Girls Club in Connecticut. And we sponsor its what's known as Brain Gained themed summer camp, where they piloted a new curriculum for teachers that explores the role of data and AI and the role it plays in our lives. Also, Cloudera, employees of Cloudera, they're really trying to bring this to their community, to their schools, and to their children. So I just love seeing how companies like Cloudera and also teachers, education communities, our education communities like Boys and Girls Club, they're coming all together to work on something much greater. Right. And that's our future, but really AI natives and our children. And
well, I think we all need to be engaged with data literacy. I would agree with you. And because data is so significant, I'm sure, and you haven't even touched on this, but maybe you do in your company, is that there's, you know, some ethics involved here, because you are, the information that data will give you and the algorithms that could be employed, I mean, these could be really powerful agents here, that could affect our lives and our decisions, right?
Absolutely, 100%. And that's why, once again, why we believe kids should be data literate, because once they understand what data is and where it's coming from, it will help them make better decisions, but also understand what's biased and what's flawed, which is really the cornerstone of what we're trying to do. At the end of it, it's data, AI, technology should be human-centered, and we should all work together to make it human-centered and keep
Excellent.
It that way.
Exactly. Because in a bit right now, we're a little bit in the wild frontier with this. As data and AI is coming out, and as you said, the opportunity here is to understand what it is, to be discerners of the information and to be able to use them in a constructive way, not only for yourself or your family, but for your community. Ruz, as we wrap things up here, can you remind everybody where they can go for more information, please?
Absolutely. Once again, the book is called A Fresh Squeeze on Data, and you can get it free with all the lesson plans and supporting materials on freshsqueezekids.com. Once again, freshsqueezekids.com.
That's Ruz Ali Abadi, CEO of Ready AI. Ruz, thank you very much. Appreciate the information. Take care. Have a great day.